Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister and Telugu Desam Party President N. Chandrababu Naidu is all set to travel to Bengaluru on Thursday to meet his Karnataka counterpart H.D. Kumaraswamy and JDS H.D. Devegowda. Naidu is presently making efforts to unite all anti-BJP parties in the country for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections next year and is expected to discuss the same with the two leaders. Now let's move on to Telangana. In a major bust, the Hyderabad City Police on Wednesday uncovered a massive hawala racket which involved the illegal transfer of money at different locations for the purpose of bribing voters ahead of the Telangana elections, which are scheduled to be held on December 7th. The police said that they have seized a net cash of Rs. 7 crore. The police further said that the money is coming from other states and abroad through hawala channels illegally for use in forthcoming Legislative Assembly elections 2018 in Telangana. Now let's move on to Karnataka. The Karnataka police on Wednesday said Ballari-based mining baron and former Bharatiya Janata Party minister Janardhan Reddy is absconding. The Bengaluru police are looking for Reddy in connection with a bribery case and accused Reddy of demanding Rs. 18 crore to bail him out of the case. Reddy was a minister in the B.S. Yediyurappa government at the time. The money was allegedly converted to gold and handed over to Reddy's close aide. Now let's move on to Kerala. Amid raging protests over Sabarimala issue, Kerala Chief Minister P. Vijayan on Wednesday said his government's only priority was to lead the state on a progressive path and not be afraid of losing few seats or votes. He alleged that some people were trying to create a communal divide in Kerala. The only priority is to keep Kerala on the developmental and progressive path and would not allow social evils to pull Kerala backwards for a few votes. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu's Festival of Lights saw the police land on people's doorsteps to crack down on those who violated the Supreme Court order on timings for lighting fireworks. As many as 2,100 cases were registered and at least 650 people were arrested by the police across Tamil Nadu on Tuesday for bursting crackers outside the time limit set by the state government. That is 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the Deepavali. The TNM called the district police officers in all the 32 districts in the state to get the number of cases booked and the number of persons arrested on those cases. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.